Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Mum and Dad Show, the only podcast that known to human beings that is that its runtime is dictated by a child who is asleep currently.
That's true.
I was thinking
That's
about that.
Something
before.
We got.
I was thinking about that before because every time we start the show, it's like, all right, Caleb walks in. We go, right, he's asleep. Quick
do everyone, it now.
To your places. What do you, Caleb's lost his headphones. Oh. Pepper's probably bloody eating them. Mate, I sat down.
Cute story for you.
Oh, heaps cute. Super duper cute. Walked in before, sat down, felt something squishy under my foot. It was a nice big cold turd.
Oh, it was cold.
It was chilly.
Oh, darn.
It was cold because Pepper's decided that this studio is now her toilet.
She hates the podcast that much. She has to
drop a big
poo under the desk.
Couldn't you just leave a bad review, you bitch?
Got through it.
I love Pepper so much, but she is a fucking turd.
She's naughty.
She's so naughty.
And from the dog we had, Rosie, who wasn't a dog at all.
Our beautiful angel, our daughter.
Our daughter, who was just perfect, never did a naughty thing in her life, to then getting beautiful Pepper, but Pepper has some little issues.
Mm.
Dropping big poops.
Poops, wee.
Where she shouldn't.
She followed me out to the bin yesterday.
Oh.
Did a poo out the front. No worries, babe.
That's good.
She's a small dog. A big nug.
Yeah, always.
Like a beastly nug.
Yeah.
Remember the boost bars you used to get from the, like a big boost bar?
I hope people aren't eating or drinking watching this.
Imagine if you're eating a boost bar, listen to this. What are you doing in 2003 and enjoy? She did this big boost bar and followed me in the house and then started doing a pee over there. I was like, what are you doing, you loon?
It's an anxiety thing for sure.
What's she anxious about? She just woke up and had a big shit.
Oh, I don't know. Good point.
She's just evil.
Oh, that's a good
She's
point.
A creature from the depths.
She is a little, she's still adjusting.
It's good to be here.
Good to be here. We've lit the candle.
We have lit the candle.
I'm so tired. I shouldn't be.
Why are you tired?
9 hours sleep we worked out.
Nice work, bro. How did I go last night?
Isaac had
I was
6
up at 5.
Hours sleep.
You tired?
Sorry.
Dickie, so Addie woke up at 4:45 and it was sort of the time where I was just like, ugh, I'm just going to get up because this is at that time period where you're just like, I may as well just get up.
I appreciate you doing it.
Thanks, darling.
Oh.
I just think you got to stop drinking because you just, these hangovers every single morning.
It's got to stop.
It's a
bad habit.
It was bad enough you drank every night when you were pregnant with Addie.
Loads.
And the intravenous drug use.
And the sushi.
Oh.
And the soft serve from Macca's.
And the soft serve.
We did everything.
People don't know that. You can't have soft serve from Macca's. You can't have
apparently
certain fish because of the heavy metals and the potential for blowouts. Talking about blowouts, he had a blowout yesterday, right up his back.
Oh, yeah.
Then Dixon held him with his back to her. So then Claire had shit up him, her.
That's been our days. Since we spoke to you last, what else has been going on? I'm trying to think.
Not a great deal. Caleb's gone away on holidays to Bali. So he's probably got Bali belly as we're recording.
We're hoping
this.
He does not have Bali belly.
But we're recording this 2 days after we recorded the last episode, just to make sure you guys have some
content.
So
just sink
we
your
are
going to
miss 1 week.
We're going to miss a week.
Right.
We're going to miss next week.
The people will live. They won't mind.
I just wanted to read something out that.
Oh dear.
That I sent to a Patreon member the other day because people come and go from Patreon. It changes with what people can afford for that time.
Mm-hmm.
But we appreciate it. It pays the bills.
Heaps.
So I thought I'd send a love letter to the people of Patreon.
And you were up all night writing it too, really from the heart, wasn't it?
Well, that's what I told you, but I was actually just on Pornhub flicking my jerk in the boon. But in reality, what I did was I went to ChatGPT. And I asked ChatGPT is great. Even the bio on my YouTube, I wrote it ages ago, and I've just been adding to it for years. I put it in ChatGPT. I said, "Can you just make this a little bit better?" And it came back. Everything's now got emojis with it and ticket links, and it looks so much better.
That's scary. That scares me that the world's getting so advanced with everything.
Yeah.
Well, it does.
Everything's going to be obsolete.
It
jobs
does it with
will be
images
gone.
And stuff. And there was one I showed you the other day where. You could show some type of AI system any photo. I'm just watching the dogs walk around. Like, are you going to go shit somewhere? What are you doing, Littlefoot? Get away from my Pokemon cards. Yeah, I'll fight you. where you can show ChatGPT or one of the AI systems, you can show them any photo and it'll tell you exactly what the photo is, when it was taken, everything.
Yuck.
Mm. Yeah, it's crazy.
I don't like that.
So this is my letter.
I don't know about that. Okay, go.
This is me. I asked ChatGPT to write you all a love letter. I hope this letter finds you I hope this letter finds each and every one of you in the best spirits.
God.
It's with a heart full of gratitude and love that I sit down to pen this message to the most incredible community I've ever had the privilege to be a part of. Right? This is why you should join Patreon. You get messages like this from me. From the moment... Oh, I just got out of it. From the moment... I'm still not into it. From the moment you joined my Patreon family, when I wrote this, I was jerking off. You became more than just supporters.
That's true. It is a family.
Oh, I thought you meant the jerking off.
No, it is a little fam.
You became an integral part of my creative journey.
Oh.
My inspiration, my motivation. Each pledge you make, each comment you leave. Each message you send, they all have a tapestry of warmth and encouragement that envelops me every day. I hope they all read that this was from ChatGPT.
You would have lost people from this.
I know.
This is putrid.
Actually, after I read the rest of it, let's have a look how many people we lost yesterday. Your unwavering support has breathed life into my dreams, allowing me to explore new horizons.
Oh, this is horrific,
create
guys.
Create content I'm truly passionate about. Embark on new adventures.
This chick's got hairy armpits.
Vegans again. Shut up.
I love
it. Oh, look who's awake after that. Your mother's making fun of me. But beyond the numbers and the perks, what truly touches my heart
is the money.
Sense of belonging and camaraderie that we share. We've celebrated triumphs and shared the ups and downs of life, forming a unique bond that goes beyond a mere digital connection. Your kindness, your enthusiasm and your engagement make this community truly special. I'm going to skip a few paragraphs here. It goes on. In closing, I want you to know that you are loved. This is so gay.
This is
appreciated and treasured.
That was a yawn, sorry.
I want you to know that you're loved, appreciated, and treasured.
Sounds like you're ready to kill yourself.
I know. I didn't say it's a suicide note. You make my world brighter. I am deeply thankful for your presence in my life with all my love and appreciation. And I wrote Isaac, ChatGPT Butterfield. And Ross from the Patreon group said, moving stuff.
Share that to you, Ross.
We should make that into a clip with some nice romantic music.
That'd be quite
at the back of it.
It's nicer than our vows.
It is. I should have. Oh, hang on. Triple J, whoever that is, asked ChatGPT to respond.
Oh, that's
my
clever.
Dearest Isaac. Oh, what that's a torment funny. Of emotion and curses through being as I sat down to respond to your exquisite missive. Your words, like a gentle spring rain, have washed over my heart, leaving it nourished and aglow with warmth. First and foremost, let me convey how deeply moved I am at your heartfelt expressions of gratitude and love. Your opening lines set the stage for an enchanting journey through the gardens of your appreciation. And it is with a heart full of joy that I find myself wandering along its fragrant paths. There's a fragrant path in the bloody house when Dixon's left the bathroom. That's for damn sure.
Oh, I thought you were going to say about Pepper pooing. That's why I giggled.
Oh, you didn't see the attack that you I was going to have on you, my dear wife. It goes on for paragraphs. In closing, I want to echo your sentiments. You are loved, appreciated, and treasured beyond measure as well. You're only paying me $5 a month. Fuck off.
Oh, God. $5 is good.
Yeah, I appreciate the Patreon people. You're in Patreon. /Isaac Butterfield, by the way. You've entrenched our lives with your creativity, your wisdom, and your friendship you have in every sense of the word. Become a cherished confidant, beloved friend. I eagerly look forward to your adventures, discoveries, and creative wonders that awaits you with this journey. With heart brimming with love, your appreciation. Triple J. And that's the dude's name. That's the dude's name on there.
That's enough.
That's gorgeous.
Thank you.
That's gorgeous.
I don't like ChatGPT.
It's okay, Bob. Dixon, take the podcast.
So this morning, we went down to our pet shop. And for little man being 6 months old, one of his favourite things has been watching fish tanks on YouTube on the TV. It's the only screen time for him.
Not watching, but like he can see it. Not like we don't park him in front of it.
Oh, no. God, no. No, we have it on the background. And when he's playing, he'll look up and he watches the fish and he really likes the Nemo fish. But we're not getting a Nemo fish because it's going to be too hard to look after. Yeah. Anyway, long story short.
Got to get a hoot pump for that.
That's right. We picked up Addy today, a fish tank.
Mm-hmm.
It's a huge moment in our house.
And we got the, what is it called? The factory, not the, the floor model.
We got the floor model.
Because it was the only one left.
It's white. It's got turquoise rocks that we paid full price for.
We got them for free.
Then we got a little shrub to put into it and some stuff for the water. But we're going to be good people and we learned something today as a family. When you get a fish, it's not like back in our dizzy where you get a fish in a bowl and you chuck it in and hope for the best. No. We've got to sage the bowl. We've got to clean it. Then we've got to adjust the pH. It's like a thrush infection in a bowl. Mm. We have to treat a disease before it even starts.
I think you should treat your thrush before you put a fish in it.
That's fair.
Mm.
What about a gecko?
Nah, throw that bitch in.
So now we need your help. Not really. We're going to decide ourselves, but it's good content.
We're going to name the fish something.
We would like some suggestions for names for two little fish that Addy is going to choose himself.
Two little fish.
For a sensory journey.
One day, Atticus is away.
Hello, beautiful boy. Podcast is over. Hello, beautiful boy.
Hey, Mama.
How was your nap?
Oh.
And he's got his little fishy pajamas on.
He does too. Addy loves fish. When we went to America, did we tell everyone about the at the Bass Pro shop? We went to Bass Pro. This is where
I
got this hat.
Tell him.
The Bass Pro hats are really quite famous, right? Like everyone wears them.
Hey, Pepper.
To buy them here in Australia, they're like $40, but in America they sell them for $5 each. Anyway.
Go
we went to Bass Pro. And it's a giant, it's like imagine like a warehouse, it's like Bunnings, it's like a warehouse for like hunting and fishing and shit.
It was really cool. Even I liked it.
They had a full size aquarium in there and a full like, what else, like an area where there was all like animals that had been stuffed and shot and put back together. And
Addy and I hung out at the aquarium.
Diggy didn't love that.
No.
But it is what it is. Hello, Couscous. But yeah, so we went to Bass Pro and he loved the aquarium. He loves the aquarium.
Mm-hmm.
It's great. So this is why we got the fish, because he's going to fucking adore it. And it gives him something to look at that's not like, because obviously we're watching the TV around him and stuff. Like we're not going to be one of those families that does no screen time. Because it's impossible. Like what? I'm not going to watch TV ever?
We got to put the news on.
Got to put the news on.
We need to do the right thing.
Yeah, do the right thing.
Vote yes, get your booster and put the news on.
Yeah, don't forget to... Free Palestine, what else?
What else is going on we need to do?
You got to do everything.
Oh, it just never
just
ends.
Just do the right thing. Follow the science, Claire.
Oh, what's
follow
happening?
The science and shut up.
I would like to just point out, by the way, completely random. Anthony Albanese.
Ooh, it ain't easy.
With his
Albanese.
Little cute poodle. Surely he's gotten enough feedback now from people about greyhound racing and horse racing. Because
he
proclaims
won't.
To be this animal lover.
Nope.
And I know you'll come at me and be like, oh, you should be a vegan. No. I'm going to eat me eggs and chicken. Anyway, but...
You had lamb yesterday. You stop trying to bloody impress people.
What? I just said I eat eggs and chicken.
Yeah.
And lambs.
You never said lamb. Remember when you went to...
I tried being veggio for about half a day.
Remember? How's this? We went to Oakvale Farm, which is this beautiful part of just north of Newcastle.
We need to take Addy.
You should take Kira there too.
Yeah, she's actually been bugging me to go.
Yeah,
it's really super good. Fun.
Yeah.
But you can't pick up goats. I learned that the hard way.
Why?
Remember I picked up one and you roused at me?
Oh, because you shouldn't pick them up. Sorry. I wouldn't care now. I'll be like, yeah, fuck it. Go nuts. But we were there and we saw this beautiful little lamb. And Claire fell deeply in love with it. And then for the entire afternoon, you were veggie. You were vegan. And then
I wasn't vegan. I was veggie.
Something happened and Claire lost the plot. And you had a Mongolian lamb for dinner. Like you full turned heel against your decision. You've gone, no, I need to save the lambs. And then you went, no, I'm going to eat all of the lambs.
All I can say is, I'm sorry.
Don't apologise to me. I ate the lambs too. And guess who else?
I just felt like it.
Guess who else hoed on a lamb bone?
Oh, yeah. So our nurse, our little baby nurse was saying that while our little man starting solid and toothing, to have let him watch him, obviously.
Yeah, I was holding on to it too.
A little cutlet bone.
Little cutlet bone.
And he loved it, and all the little, like, the juices and everything, and he was gnawing on it.
Apparently it's good for their development to gnaw on bones, which I imagine they did back in the Dizze too.
Did he love it?
So he really enjoyed it. He was hoeing on this bone yesterday. I think my mum freaked out a little bit. I sent a photo of him hoeing on a bone.
Well, they didn't do that back in the day. It was just, have your farce.
Have your farce.
Have your cereal.
Have your rice cereal. But people were feeding babies rice cereal. There's old photos of people. Yum. I saw a TikTok video about it. Like, this guy was like, my parents were feeding me rice cereal when I was like a week old.
That's cruel.
But I mean, I guess parenting changes over the years.
You'd want to hope so.
Look at this monster. Look at the size of him.
You're showing off your jammies. I don't know what I'm doing. Hey, Addy. Addy boy. You tell the people. You tell them that it's nearly Halloween.
Halloween and then Christmas.
It's nearly Halloween.
Now, I got to bring up a story that you started talking about this morning, and I didn't want to hear too much about it.
Oh, no.
Because you're a woman.
Mm.
But
I know me place. Quiet and naked.
Christ.
Sorry if Dad's watching this. I'm joking.
No, we want to naked and very loud. Screaming down the hallway.
Hello, now, beautiful boy.
That sounds weird.
Gosh, you're beautiful, Daddy boy.
So you started telling me a story about how you used to fuck with boomers. This is an amazing insight Claire's given me into the retail world. This is how, if you're in the retail world right now, this
you
is how
you deserve so much love and respect.
You deserve
and
your
money.
Own day.
You'll
you
never
deserve
get
an
it.
National apology. But you
fucking
also
oath they do.
Oh, they cop it. But there's also a way that you can get back at the boomers at work, Dickie.
I broke the system.
Give us the deets.
I had had enough of a particular woman in the workplace. We had had. The time I was there.
We had words.
Not words. She was nasty to everyone there that was under 30.
Mm.
Very nasty. And I'd been in this retail job for a while and I was sick to death of this woman. But I don't like confrontation to this day. I like to be a bit of a people pleaser. I like
passive.
To be nice.
You're pretty aggressive towards me though. I woke up in the middle of the night and you were just
beating
my
the
head.
Shit out of me.
No.
Anyway,
Atticus.
So I was like, this fucking woman, she was just nasty, wasn't she, Addy? She was
stop
just
swearing.
I know.
He's getting to that age.
But I will say, the most I swear around Addy is literally on the podcast. In real life, it's like, what are you doing, bugger lugger?
Oh, when you're sleeping in, I like to scream profanity
you
at him.
You do not. Anyway, I'll tell the story before Addy gets upset because I don't want to upset him. Okay, so this woman was really nasty. And all the other young people kept quitting in this job. So I was like one of the last ones standing. And it was because of this particular woman. And she was a boomer.
She also reviewed sex toys.
She did. She had a guy come in to the store with a box of dillies. Would say to her, look forward to hearing about how your experience goes with these. And I'd just be there going, are you fucking serious?
Why does she get a box and I only get a carton?
She was awful. Anyway, her whole thing, she was really, like, weird about her lunch breaks, when she had to be at the exact same time every day, didn't matter what was going on, same food, wouldn't change it, everything. She was just fucking insane. Mm. Anyway, she had these cheese slices.
Cheese slices? What, like you put on a sandwich?
She had Coke and cheese slices.
Are we talking full Coke or are we talking?
Full sugar Coke.
She would, the fat
If that's
dog.
What you meant.
Yeah.
Yep. And then cheese slices.
Cheese. So are we talking like a good cheese, like a tasty cheese, formerly known as Coon cheese?
Yes, that variety.
That's the best.
Every day she'd have these notes, don't touch so-and-so's lunch.
Oh, really?
And no one ever did. This is what really irked me about the situation. None of us wanted her dirty cheese. So I thought, fuck this bitch.
Love a bit of cheese.
And this was near when I was going to quit.
Yeah.
So I'd go in for my eighth coffee break of the day because at this point I was just so over this place. I was like, I don't give a shit anymore. I'd go in and make me shitty, dirty cappuccino. Shitty, dirty cappuccino.
Me shitty, dirty cappuccino.
So I'd go into the lunchroom where everyone's in there just wanting to commit.
Yeah.
They're just sitting there seeing.
I did work at Lowe's for a while, which is a menswear store, and everyone there wanted to end their own lives.
The poor things.
And
it's horrible.
I did too. It's a shit. Like, working in retail is the worst thing you can do.
It's horrible. I don't know if it's a little bit different now, but I doubt it.
You know, it's a horrible thing that young people have to... Most young people work in retail. And it's a terrible, like, existence. And that's where I think most people get the shits with work in general.
Yes.
They go, I just fucking hate work. So
it's just, and they just get treated terribly, get paid terribly. The expectations are disgusting. Anyway, so I found a way to get back at this woman. I don't know what came over. I think it's because I knew I was going to quit soon. So I was like, fuck this. What's the worst that can happen? I just won't come back. And I thought, nah, she was particularly nasty to me this day and another girl that worked at the Napoleon counter. And I thought, this fucking woman. But I'll never say anything. She scared the shit out of me. So I started taking her cheese slices and throwing them in the bin.
That makes the story so much better.
And throw it out. The letter, I'd tear it up and I'd put that in the bin too.
But how did she know these cheese slices were going down? Because
they'd slowly go out of the sink.
How big was the box of cheese?
Like the one we get.
Oh, the beastly one.
Like, it's like $12 for heaps of cheese slices.
So you were taking like 45 cents from this woman every day.
Every shift. Well, I'd chuck out probably two or three slices because I didn't want it to be heaps noticeable.
Oh, she'd know.
And I was like, this is great. So I'd go on for me. And then you just hear this. She had this accent that was like put on. And she'd go, oh my God, my cheese is disappearing. Someone's been into the staff room fridge. Oh, I've been here 48 years. Oh, my God. And I'd just be there going, no. And I'd be like, yes, terrorize another 18-year-old, you old slag. Then I started on the Cokes.
Oh, what were you doing with the Cokes?
I just hide them in the fridge. Like, I didn't throw the Cokes out. I thought, that's a bit much.
Yeah, that's
crazy. That's crossing the line.
That's crazy.
So I'd move the Cokes around because she had them all stacked with her name fucking everywhere. Anyway, so the morning staff meetings, which were just horrific. Yeah. We'd all be there and everyone would be there with their fucking energy drinks and you're supposed
to, I remember you telling me, you're supposed to take them very seriously. Oh, no.
Yeah, I got in trouble all the time. Anyway, and they'd be there going, guys, we really need to get more people into the store. And I'm like, guys, it's dying. Everything's online. We're obsolete. Don't worry about it. Just fucking do the best you
tell
can.
Tell more, mum. Tell more. Addie's staring. If you're listening to this, Addie's staring right at mum.
I'm a beautiful boy. Anyway, and so old love goes, I need to address something. And oh, I'm like, oh, no. She brought it up at the staff meeting. Yeah.
She brought it up at the staff meeting. Oh, my God.
And she usually had something to say at the staff meetings.
Good.
All of the over 50s did. The fucking whales.
But people live for this shit. When they've been there that long, they live for this. It was their house. It's their life. Yeah.
It was their house. If you weren't there for at least 10 years, you were a piece of shit.
If you work in retail and you work with boomers, today when you walk into work or tomorrow, just look at them.
Steal their lunch.
Shake their head and take their lunch.
Steal their lunch.
Shake their head? Shake their head.
Anyway, she goes, someone's stealing my cheese out of the fridge.
She sounds like a porn star. Someone is stealing my cheese. Somebody put the cheese back in me.
And she'd be going off and she's like, I just want to know who it is. I don't understand.
George!
I think at this point I told one person about it and we were both just giggling. And
We've been laughing a lot recently about a certain family member of ours that screams at their dog a lot. Can we reveal? We won't reveal the family member, but
no.
The dog's name's George. And whenever I call this family member, all I hear is, George! We've been yelling it out all day. George!
It's so funny. The longer through the day, that doesn't make sense. Towards the end of the day, it's funnier.
Yeah, as you get tired and delirious. George!
Poor Addy. He's just looking at us going, you guys
So you're
are
a
crazy.
Cheese thief. You're a so cheese yeah, thief. You're a lactose queen.
I don't know if that was as funny as we thought it was, but I thought it was a funny story.
I'd like to point out that you've got two black eyes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Addy and I had a little rumble this morning, didn't we?
Atticus
went in for a kiss.
With the best headbutt you've ever seen.
Dana, sign him up. I need
sign
a burp,
him up.
Sorry.
Oh, Dana White, sign him up.
I'm good.
He headbutted me the other day, headbutted me in the tooth, and then he had a little tooth indentation on his head, which I felt terrible about. But, you know, he threw the headbutt.
Where did his toy go?
It's rolled under the table. Oh, I'll have to get it in a minute. But he hits you with a headbutt, and then he poked you in the eye like four or five seconds later.
It was good.
So Dickie was running around this morning. We went down to the shops for a coffee and running around with two black eyes, a red eye. You look like I'd been back drinking again.
Back on the seltzers.
Seltzers.
Back on the seltzers, babe.
Oh, I had a seltzer the other day. It's been in my fridge for a while, and we went for a dog walk, and I had a seltzer. I had like two sips, and I went, this is just shit.
Oh, I wanted to ask seltzer you guys something, too, for some advice. With Addy Boy, now that he's half crawling, he's shuffling around, baby-proofing tips for your house as first-time parents. We're doing the best we can, and we're doing what it all says on Google. But if you have any tips of things that aren't obvious for baby proofing, can you let me know in the comments, please?
Yeah, let us know in the comment section for baby proofing. Things that you didn't think of, yes, but then you should have.
I'd really, really appreciate that.
I also got a question. How often do you wash your bed sheets?
Oh, yeah, we had a bit of a discussion.
Caleb, how often do you wash your bed sheets?
Be honest. Oh,
it's like a bi-monthly thing, I think.
Oh. It's similar to these freaks okay, over here.
Yeah, we're about a once a month.
Oh, I think every 3 weeks.
It's once a month.
Don't fucking lie.
Mate, people who wash their bed sheets. Every week. All we do is sleep in them. We've got a newborn. There's nothing else going on.
I just fart heaps. I'm sorry. I'll admit it.
Hey, I tell you what.
I don't.
But let us know in the comment section.
Do you how fart heaps?
Do you fart heaps? Do you need help? There's a girl that goes to our gym.
What's so funny?
That has what is it called?
IBS.
She has IBS.
That's not the funny bit.
Now IBS isn't funny, but that's irritable bowel syndrome, right? Irritable bowel. And she's posts
a little Insta model.
She's an Insta model. And we watch her stuff like all the time. It's hilarious. And we hate watch a lot of people. It's very fun. And we just make fun of them. Like there's about so six good people that we watch that every morning.
They're all little bikini Insta girls.
And they get a following and they think they're fucking like Mahatma Gandhi and
horrific.
They are intellectuals. There's this one chick that we watch and every morning she goes like, good morning, so today.
So guys, so you all want to see my hamstrings today.
Look at this ass.
Ah, here's another what is it, workout for your breast augmentation.
Have you got a breast augmentation? So anyway, this chick who's got the IBS, she posts at the gym a photo of her this morning and she goes, oh, three sets in and I've got a flare up. Does that mean you did a big poo?
And she's posing with a big bolt.
She's got a big bolt on hanging out.
It's like, flare up.
I was going to do a tweet about this the other day, but I forgot about it. Have you noticed that chicks at the gym dress like dudes at Mad Monday? Girls at modern gyms dress like dudes at Mad Monday. Like
you love it. You love it.
Every Mad Monday I've ever been to.
You're at the gym for 4 hours a day.
I go for 50 minutes and I bust my ass to get home.
And you bust a nut, then you get home.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's the end of the Mum and Dad Show today.
And our marriage.
We'll see you next time. Check us out on Spotify.
Steal your cheese slices.
Check out Little Diggy on Instagram
only
too.
Fans.
I want you to start posting more of your training stuff because Claire's busting her ass every day.
I'm obsessed with really, my spin bar.
She's training really hard. And
I get a fat ass.
I said to Claire the other day that she should be posting more about it because I think it's very inspirational for a mum, a postpartum mum of 6 months, to be fucking ripped to the bone.
Oh, bad though. Ladies
and gentlemen, we'll see you next week. Addie, say bye-bye.
Say bye, bestie.
Bye, besties.
We love you.
Noot, noot. Oh, what do you got to say? The microphone.
Oh, he's so beautiful.
You
want to
say something?
Oh. There's some serotonin for your day, guys.
We'll see you next time. Bye.
Have a good week.
Noot, noot.